ABC Radio Australia.
A low-level volcanic eruption in Vanuatu has prompted authorities to encourage residents of Ambai Island to move to safer areas. Community members have told Pacific Beach that ashfall has damaged food gardens, crops and contaminated water supplies. On the ground, residents say loud rumbling noise sparked fear and anxiety. But from the skies above, astonishing aerial footage has shown the scale of the eruption. The imagery was caught on the iPhone of Unity Airlines pilot Sergei Krivkov, who surveyed the area. He spoke with Pacific Beat's Fino Funua.
The idea was at this stage just to check what's happening, record some materials and send them to Vanuatu Meteorology and Geohazard Department for their assessment. Yes, and that's it. I didn't have any passengers. It was a repositioning flight, and I just used the opportunity to approach the volcano and take some materials, videos and photos.
And you, why did you do it?
Multiple reasons. First, as I described, just to send these materials to authorities and, you know, help them to understand the conditions of the volcano, if the island had to be evacuated or not, and what was happening. Second is just because it's beautiful. So if I have, you know, opportunity to do a little diversion, without, you know, major fuel consumption or whatever, why not to do this?
Yeah, it certainly does look amazing. Could you describe the moment you saw it? And just could you describe what it looked like?
Well, in reality, of course, it's a bit different. I would say it's a bit scary. So, you know, you kind of, I have to maintain as close as the volcano as I'm strong. Because I could see some pieces of lava from the crater. And while I wasn't that close, but still, you know, you just don't know what to expect. At what point this eruption can deteriorate and what's going to happen. The plane I flew, it's not that affected by volcanic ash. So there was no danger from that side, but just because you don't know what's going to happen, it's a nature. Yes, that was a bit scary. I didn't pay that much attention to the process of filming. Of course, I was the first place I was flying the aircraft, so it's basically, you know, I was just holding my phone like this, but without really paying attention what was happening. So I took way more videos and photos than I published. So I just was filming in nonstop mode, flying around, and then I, you know, watched what I filmed and chose the best shots.
Flying above the volcano, could you feel anything? Could you hear anything?
Smell, yes, sulfur. That particular volcano smells like, you know, sulfur. But here, of course, not aircraft engines, they are very loud. What else? I could feel temperature. It was higher than normal on that altitude. And, well, of course, a bit turbulence, but not too much. I flew without passengers, but it wasn't like, you know, I just took the aircraft to overfly the volcano for myself. No, I was close to that place doing commercial flights. And then there was just a repositioning leg. So the flight without passengers. And I just diverted a little bit to explore and research what was happening. I mean, in general, I'm kind of an adventurous person. So it's more about something unusual is happening. And I had an opportunity to explore it. So why not to use the opportunity? But it's not like particularly about volcanoes. Like I remember 3 years ago, there were two quite major cyclones, category 4 and 5 in Vanuatu. And we did some flights, to assess, you know, the level of destructions.
Vanuatu has been said to be one of the most prone countries to natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
What you described, seeing an erupting volcano and the aftermath of two cyclones. From flying over Vanuatu all the time, do you think it's very the country is vulnerable?
I think the country, I mean, yes, it's vulnerable, but at the same time, these people, they've been living, you know, in such conditions the whole their lives, and their ancestors lived in this country. So local people, they're very prepared natural disasters. And I was surprised how well they prepared.
And that there was Unity Airlines pilot in Vanuatu, Sergei Krukov, speaking there to Pacific Beat's Whenau Whanua.